भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
अभिघ्रत्
अभिघ्रत्
नन्दम्
नन्दम्
यतावत्
यतावत्
अघाकारिषु
अघाकारिषु
अघकारिषु
अघकारिषु
यावत् धार
शुद्रत्वम्
शुद्रत्वम्
शापा
वर्षशतम्
वर्षशतम्
यमः
अभिघ्रत्
अर्यमादन्दम्
अर्यमादन्दम्
यतावत्
अघकारिषु
अघकारिषु
यावद्धार
यावद्धार
शुद्रत्वम्
शुद्रत्वम्
शापा
वर्षशतम् यमः
अर्यमादन्दम्
तावत्
अघकारिषु
अघकारिषु
यावद्धार
यावद्धार
शुद्रत्वम्
शुद्रत्वम्
यावा
वर्षशतम् यमः
वर्षशतम् यमः
अभिघ्रदर्यमादन्दम्
तावदघकारिषु
तावदघकारिषु
यावद्धारशूद्रत्वम्
यावद्धारशूद्रत्वम्
यापाद्वर्षशतम् यमः
अभिघ्रदर्यमादन्दम्
अभिघ्रदर्यमादन्दम्
तावदघकारिषु
तावदघकारिषु
यावद्धारशूद्रत्वम्
यावद्धारशूद्रत्वम्
यापाद्वर्षशतम् यमः
यापाद्वर्षशतम् यमः
Abhinath,
administered.
Aryama,
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 Aryama.
Dandam,
Dandam,
punishment,
punishment.
Yathavat,
Yathavat,
as it was suitable.
Aghakarishu,
Aghakarishu, under the persons who committed sins.
Under the persons who committed sins.
Yavat,
Yavat,
as long as.
As long as.
Siddhara,
Siddhara,
accepted.
Accepted.
Shudratvam,
Shudratvam,
the tabernacle of the Shudra.
The tabernacle of the Shudra.
Shava,
Shava,
as a result of a curse.
As a result of a curse.
Varshashatam,
Varshashatam,
for 100 years.
For 100 years.
Yamaha,
Yamaha,
Yamaraj. As long as Vidura played the part of Ishudra, being cursed by Mandaka Muni, Aryama officiated at the post of Yamaraj to punish those who committed sinful acts.
अभिभ्रत अर्जमादन्नम यथावत अवकारिषु यावत दधार शुद्धस्तम शापात वर्ष शतम जमा तो विदिरा इज यमराज द सुपरिंटेंडेंट ऑफ डेथ आफ्टर आवर डेथ यस brought before the justice Yamaraj what kind of next birth I may have. So Yamaraj is not Shudra, he is devotee of Lord Krishna. Although he has a duty to punish the criminals. Just like a magistrate, he is always punishing the criminal. That is his business, but he is not criminal. He is giving judgment to the criminal. Srila Yamaraj is the appointed magistrate, superintendent. After death, one has to go before him and take the judgment of his next life. This is the problem. Now, Vidura was cursed by Mundaka Muni, Manduka Muni. He was a great sage, but Sometimes in his ashram, some thieves were caught. So police arrested both the Manduka Muni and the thieves. And later on, Manduka Muni was chastised to be punished by Shura. There was a system of punishment. I do not know if there is still existing. The Shula means one lens. Lancer is called it. It was be pierced through the rectum and it will go through the head and the man will die. The pierce was standing and he was sit down. What is this punishment? Is there any answer?
There is called Naranjan.
What is that? Pal. In Arabia,
it's called
Pal. Shula punishment. So, when he was condemned to the Shula punishment, then the king heard that Manduka Muni, they said he is punished like that. Immediately he stopped. But it is not that Manduka Muni has been punished in the great space. And so the king stopped the punishment and immediately came to see what had happened. Then he was immediately released. But he was very sorry. That's why the judge, Jamaraj, punished him like that. So he asked Jamaraj, why you have punished me like this? Now in your childhood, you pierce the rectum of an ant with a what is called?
That's a thorn.
So, therefore, you are punished. That's the thing. In his childhood, you are playing with an ant piercing the rectum with a thorn, that is also taken account. All right. Elephants. Let's see. How finer laws are there in nature. So the Manduka Muni did that. Therefore, it was regarded as to be punished like that. This is our position. Anything, if you are walking on the street, if you kill an ant by walking, you will be punished. This is nature. We are in such a dangerous position. In every moment, there is punishment. Now, if you believe the shastras, that is different. If you don't believe, you can do anything, you may. But from shastra, you can understand the laws of nature, of God, is very, very strict. Very, very strict. So, Manduka Muni also chastised Jamaraj that in my childhood, without any knowledge, I did something and for which he has given me so great punishment. So you are not fit for becoming a Brahmana or Kshatriya. You become Shudra. So you are cursed to become Shudra. Therefore, Jamaraj took his birth as Vidura and was born in the womb of a Shudra mother. This is the history of Vidura's birth. So, in his absence, Ujjama, one of the demigods, he officiated Jamuna. That would be saying, Abhidrak Ujjama Dandam, the office must go on, the magistrate's post cannot be vacant. Somebody must come and act. So Ujjama was there. Jatharag Agakarishu. Agakari means sinful activities. Parish means those who covet sinful lands. And Jathavat means exactly to the point how he should be punished. Jathavat of the Parish. Jabat Jadhara Shudjatam. So long, Jamaraj continued as a Shudra, or Jama was appreciating place as Jamaraj. This is the first. Vijira, born in the womb of a Shudra mother, was forbidden into a party of royal heritage along with the brothers Dhritarashtra and Pandu. Then how could he occupy the post of a preacher to instruct such learned answer? Is that even though it is accepted that he was a Shudra by birth, because he renounced the world for spiritual enlightenment by the authority of Rishi Maitreya and was thoroughly educated by him in transcendental knowledge, he was quite competent to occupy the post of an acharya or spiritual effect. Vidura was a Shudra, born Shudra, then how he became a preacher? So, the reason is, according to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, anyone who is conversant in the transcendental knowledge or the science of Godhead, be he a Brahmana or Sutra, a householder, a sannyasi, is eligible to become a spiritual master. Not that, because he was born a Shudra, he cannot preach, he cannot take the post of Acharya, spiritual master. That is not Chaitanya philosophy. Chaitanya philosophy has nothing to do with his body, external body. Chaitanya philosophy is concerned with the soul. This movement is the movement of elevating the soul, saving the soul from degradation. Therefore, people sometimes are surprised. The bodily concept of life, the same activity will be karma. And on the platform of spiritual life, the same karma will be bhakti. Same karma will be bhakti. So bhakti is not inactive. Bhakti is all active. Jat karosi, jat juhosi, jat atmasi, jat tapasasi, purushatar madatmano. This is bhakti. Krishna says to everyone, if you cannot give up your karma, then that's all right. But the result of your karma, give to me. Then it will be good. So, Vidura or Jamaraj, not only he was Jamaraj ordinarily, but he is one of the great authorities. There are 12 authorities mentioned in the Shastra. One of them is Jamara. Bali Vaya Sati Bam. This is taken in the Sad Bhagavatam. Jamaraj is one of the GVC of Krishna. Yes. As we have got 12 GVCs, similarly Krishna has got 12 GVCs. Sambhu Narada Sambhu Kapila Kumara Manu. Prahlada, Janaka, Bhishma, Bali Vaiyasati, Vayam. 12 men are authorized to preach Krishna consciousness. So we have to follow Mahajana Jinnada Prasna Pantha. There we are created these. So they should be very responsible men, otherwise they will be punished. They will be punished to become a Shudra. Although Jamunaj is a Jivita. But he made a little mistake, he was punished to become a Shudra. So those who are Jivitis, they should be very, very careful to administer the business of Ishtar, otherwise they will be punished. And the post is very great. Similarly, the punishment is also very great. Very, very difficult. You can see from this example, Vidura. And he was immediately punished. He did little mistake to Mandura because he received the money they touched. So dealing is very... Then Jamaraj is not taking. He has to play the part of so-called Shudra for 100 years, being cursed by Manduka Muni, who was the incarnation of Jamaraja, one of the 12 Mahajans, on the level with such exalted personalities as Bhishma, Narada, Brahma, Narada, Shiva, Kapila, Bhishma, Prahlada, etc. Being a Mahajan, it is the duty of Jamaraja to preach the cult of devotion to the people of the world, as Narada, Brahma and other Mahajans do. But Jamaraja is always busy in his Teutonic kingdom, punishing the doers of sinful acts. Jamaraja is deputed by the Lord to a particular planet, some hundreds of thousands of miles away from this planet. That is mentioned. There is a different planet where the criminals are taken after death and he gives the judgment what kind of body he'll have. And not like the theosophy is thinking, now I have got human body. It is permanent settlement. No, it's not permanent settlement. According to one's war. War means our sinful acts. Without Krishna consciousness, anyone who acts, he acts in. There's no doubt. Because he's acting for sense gratification. And sense gratification means almost 99.9% of sinful acts. Risky thing. It is very risky. Unless you act in Krishna consciousness, jagyate karmanatra lokam karmavanta. This is the stringent law of the nature, that you have to act only for Jagda, for satisfaction of Krishna, or Vishnu. Otherwise, you will enter. And who is having Krishna? Nobody is having Krishna. So, everyone is being entangled. This is the material world. Jamaraja is deputed by the Lord to a particular planet some hundreds and thousands of miles away from the planet of Earth to take out the correct souls after death and convict them in accordance with their respective sinful activities. Thus Jamaraja has very little time to take leave from his responsible office for punishing the wrongdoers. There are more wrongdoers than righteous men. Therefore, Jamaraja has to do work than other demigods who are also authorized agents of the Supreme Lord. But he wanted to preach the glories of the Lord, and therefore by the will of the Lord, he was cursed by Manduka Muni to come into the world in the incarnation of Vidura and work very hard as a great deal. The punishment was also reward. Those who are servants of Krishna, even they are so-called punished, there is some motive behind this. Just like Joy Vija, they are also punished to come down and just to become enemy of Krishna. Krishna, when they were very much perturbed that we are going to the material world from Vaikuntha, so what will be our fate, sir? There is some little mistake on our part. What we shall do? So Krishna gave him that if you become my enemy, then you will be released in 3 births. And if you become my friend, then 7 births. So the joy of your existence, sir, we shall become your enemy. So what is the purpose? Krishna wanted Shamani to fight. We sometimes want to fight. So this desire is there, Krishna, otherwise why we get this desire? So actually it was Krishna's service, this joy vigar. Krishna wanted to have some fight. In the spiritual world there cannot be fight. There is no fight, there is only service. Therefore, some of these devotees, the Jaiviga, agree to become his enemy, come to this material world, and to Krishna fought the Jaiviga. Ramchandra, he fought the Ravana. And as Nrisimhadev, he fought his Hiranyakashipu. And as Krishna, he fought his Yamuna, again, Kamsa. Similarly, Vidura also, he thought that I am always busy in this magisterial work simply to punish. I have no chance to preach. So Krishna is very kind to his devotee. So he gave the chance to preach. So this was the arrangement that he was struck by Mundaka Muni, came down to this material world. That is also material. Jamaraj's planet is also in the material world. Therefore he was given the chance of preaching. He is transcendental to such divisions of mundane society, just as the personality of Godhead assumes his incarnation as a hog. But he is not hog. If somebody thinks that he is come as a hog, playing the part of a hog, that is the fact. Even though as you see, the Lord and his different authorized devotees sometimes have to play the role of many lower creatures to claim the conditioned soul, but both the Lord and his pure devotee are always in the transcendental position. That is the authority of God, that even though he accepts some lower position, he is never in the lower position. He is always in the transcendental position. I give the example of that. That the sun is sometimes evaporating the urine. This is not very good business. But it's still such is sun. It's never polished. Similarly, Krishna or his devotee, he sometimes apparently does something which is not befitting their position. It's still they are in their position. This is the purpose. Krishna has given this concession to his devotee. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Kapuche sudarachara bhajati imam ananda bha sadhureva samartha sammat bhavashkahi. Even sometimes, not by willingly, sometimes accidentally, a devotee, just like the other day in the meeting, somebody was giving the example, thus, thus, yet he's. So, he can do that. There are some necessity. But you cannot do that. So, even though it is sometimes done abominably, But there is still there an exalted position. This is to be understood. Tejasan and Dushar. Tejasan and Dushar are very, very powerful. Anything abominable done by them does not contaminate. This is another. But you cannot do that. You cannot imitate. And Jamaraj thus incarnates himself as Vidura. His post was officiated by Ujjama, one of the many sons of Kashyapa and Aditi. The Adityas are sons of Aditi, and there are 12 Adityas. Ujjama is one of the 12 Adityas, and therefore it was quite possible for him to take charge of the office of Jamaraj during his 100 years absence in the form of Vidura. The conclusion is that Vidura was never a Shudra, but was better than the purest type of Brahma. Now, thank you.